I've been counselling for over 7 years now. Body image isn't a standalone issue. I find that it's wrapped up in lots of more general issues around self-esteem and a general feeling really of being not quite good enough. Generally, people don't come here and say that they've got a bad body image. It's all wrapped up within what's going on for them. In my experience, people believe that they will be happier, more desirable, more popular, more confident if they lose weight and if they change their appearance in some way. The truth is that, generally speaking, you're going to feel exactly the way that you do before you lose the weight, but you're just going to have a smaller dress size. Losing weight or changing your body image can have its own problems in itself. It can be different to the way that you expect it's going to be. It's not always going to leave you feeling the way that you dream that you're going to be. I think it's very common for people to look in the mirror and see something that other people don't see. For example, I have counselled several very beautiful young women and they think of themselves as being very fat, very ugly, really completely undesirable, and that is completely not the way that everybody else sees them. I don't think it is just down to media image, although I think there is a lot more pressure on people through images that are in the media. There are a lot more programmes on the TV now to do with changing their image, but things like the celebrity magazines, the celebrities are judged very harshly for even the slightest blemish that they might have. Celebrities are criticised by the media and by the public if they don't look perfect, if there's even, you know, the slightest blemish on the skin. And it's a very difficult ideal to live up to. The people that we are looking at have huge amounts of money, time and effort put into the way they look. The images are airbrushed. It's not a natural image that we see. So it's absolutely impossible for just normal people to look like that. Yet people still strive to look like that image. If they're bombarded by beautiful images that are completely unrealistic, that's putting them under a huge amount of pressure to look that way. And that's when the problems can start coming in. In an effort to look that way, they might start having problems around eating. They might start wanting to have surgery done and enhancements done, when really, realistically, the chances are they're probably pretty much okay as they are. I think that recent campaigns by Dove and by How to Look Good Naked are fantastic, because they are very, very popular programmes that do show that a more realistic image of women. I think there's a very, very big difference between confidence and self-esteem, and that's something that is often forgotten. We can sometimes look at these fabulously beautiful women and they can be very confident and then go out in front of the world. That doesn't necessarily mean that they've got a very high self-esteem. So confidence and self-esteem are two different issues. It's not necessarily true that because you're going to be thin and beautiful and confident and able to go out there and do things slightly different, that you're going to feel any better about yourself on the inside. So I think that having a more realistic view of how we can look, looking at the best parts that we have and enhancing them and trying to disguise the parts that we're not so pleased about, is a lot more realistic for people. It's something that's achievable, and I think that that's a fantastic message that young people can learn. And it's not just young women, it's men as well. Men have got their own issues about their body image. It is about being realistic. We are just normal people living in this world. We live a different life to them. We can look at them and think that they're very beautiful, but we can also look at ourselves and see what's beautiful about us. Sometimes images in the media can give young people an underlying message of there's something wrong with me, something that can be repaired, something that can be fixed. Bearing in mind that the beauty industry is worth millions of pounds. Children are getting involved in beauty products from younger and younger ages. And the truth is that there isn't something wrong with you if you don't look like some of these images. It just means that you're a normal person. And how we see ourselves is different to how other people see us sometimes.